Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, what's up with you, man?
Blog Talk Radio, man.
Let's go.
Whether the crib or you cruising, if you ain't tuned in to Dennis Live Show from 4 to 5:30, then you losing. It's about that time. Go on, hit the line. Go on, get your friend. Speak your mind or listen in. You know we about to get it in. Log on or listen in. Dennis Live, you so many internet gigabytes. Bill Gates listening. Love for other blog sites. Comparing the shadow of the cities. It's like bringing cats to a dog fight. When pesos fit is pure talent. You couldn't see me if you turned on your halogens. Your high beams are fog like shat drop bomb. Info type triple dub. Western World ONE.com. The shat drop bomb. Need some info type triple W's. Western World ONE.com.
It's a thin slide. In its 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 slide. Tuned in.
Sleep Dilla Productions, WesternWorld.com, www.WesternWorldOne.com, Blog Talk Radio, Chi-Town, what up? Let's go. You already know me. Hey, soul!
Come on. Come on, come on, come on. We in the building. What? We in the building. All right. Man, Joe, I just want to say, man, I feel good on this Saturday, man. We doing it big here, man. We on the Dennis Live Show. It's my show. It's official. It's my day. All them other days, all I was doing was co-hosting, which I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem co-hosting, man. But sometimes you got to have your own, right? But anyway, man. We're going to do it like this, man. I need some music, man. Play me some music. I need just I feel good, man. It's a weekend. It's a weekend, Case. It's a weekend, dog. I feel real good about this. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it like this.
Building, what's up?
Man, you always do this to me, man.
Man, oh, shit. I was right there, man. You gotta hit that talk button for a play.
Oh, I got you, man. Hey, man, you hit my music, man.
Oh, that was very exciting, man. That was very. I was like sitting over here, like, what the hell? Okay.
What's going on, right? You know what I'm saying, man? Doc, well, today, you know, we gotta wake our people up today. You know what I'm saying?
Man, we always got to wake our people up. If we don't do it, man, who going to do it?
Man, you feel me, man? Today's topic, man, is so crazy, man. It's called the FDI, including to the Obamacare, right?
Yes, sir.
The FDI, man, is called Radio Frequency Identification Device. Okay? Now, this is this little chip, man, that they're going to be putting in people, man. They're going to, you know, they call it the mark of the beast. You know what I'm saying? Now it's included in Obamacare 666. You know, so what I was doing, man, I was doing like little I was doing a little research on it, you know what I'm saying? I was trying to see, like, okay, is this true or not? It's a lot of people saying it's not true. It's a lot of people saying that it's false. So, you know, I was doing a little homework on it, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple of clips, you know what I'm saying, that I brought to the table, too. So, you know what I'm saying? So, what I'm going to do is, man, well, we just going to go in. I'm going to play a song, man, and then, you know.
Real quick before we get into that song, I don't mean to cut you off now.
Go ahead, check it out, man.
For all the people who saying that it's not true, man, I feel sorry for a lot of y'all, man, because y'all asleep. Y'all sleep with y'all eyes open. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, just be ready.
Right. Well, right, man. You know what I'm saying?
The games have just begun. I mean, we had a meteorite crashing in Russia. Hey, I want to cover some of that, too, because that's strange, man. I know we doing the chip today, you know what I'm saying, but I didn't want to give just a little preview of that meteorite, man, because that was crazy.
You know what, dog? We gonna see, the whole thing is, man, we gonna talk about this is the Dennis Live show, man. I'm gonna show you what Dennis Live is all about, man. Let me cut a quick commercial, then we're gonna go to a song, and then we might take a couple of calls, all right?
Okay, I'm with you.
Let's do it.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westcityworld1.com.
Man, my bad. Let's go. Let's get back into it, man. I was just sitting up here, man. Big Mark, man. Let's roll with Big Mark today. Forget it.
Yeah. What's up, man? Like the way you do your thing, you know what I mean? Get at your boy.
She's my private dancer. She can do it all night. The lowest of a body ain't a thing that ain't right. It's hard, I don't focus when I see those eyes. She's my private dancer. She's my private dancer tonight.
Feeling like I have a man. Finally I can use my hands and I ain't gotta pay to have.
She's my private dancer tonight.
Well, she won't be walking straight about the bedroom, cause I'ma do a body ride.
Bad. Your body banging, climb that pole up and down, keep it swinging. She got me open, so I got to keep it raining. Make you my private dancer, man, shorty, what your name is? You a star the way you're moving at. I got visions in my mind, what to do to that? I think I need you to myself, guarantee yo, I can get used to that. Come take a ride on the G, I'll let you in control. Forget one night in that club, climb on Big Mizzle Pole.
She's my private dancer, she can do it all night. The lowest of a body ain't a thing that ain't tight. It's hard, I don't focus when I see those eyes. She's my private dancer, she's my private dancer tonight.
Feeling like I have a man, finally I can use my hands and I ain't gotta pay to have.
Limits, no gimmicks, shorty, you got me in it. You with a winner tonight, so best believe we winning. Take you out that linen, silk you down before I get in it. I guarantee you be shaking by the time we get finished. Up and down, side to side, shake that money maker. You my private dancer, shorty, I ain't trying to cake you. Come get this paper, you need it, I got it. You got what I need, together nothing can stop it.
She's my private dancer, she can do it all night. The lowest of a body ain't a thing that ain't right. It's hard, I don't focus when I see those eyes. She's my private dancer, she's my private dancer tonight.
Feeling like I have a man, finally I can use my hands and I ain't gotta pay to have.
She's my private dancer tonight.
She won't be walking straight about the bed.
Oh yeah, we back, and another one. Okay, man, Case, where you at, dog? Turn your mic on. Man, because this right here, man, we talking about the radio. It's called a radio frequency identification device, or the RFID. And with this here, man, they said it was included to the Obamacare, you know what I'm saying? I'm not sure, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people say it is. And what I'm going to do is this, man. I'm going to play a quick clip about this little clip here. So I got like three little clips, man.
Hit him with the clip, son.
Huh?
I said hit him with the clip, son.
Hit him with the clip, man. This clip here, I'm going to introduce a little bit, man, because I want them, like, this dude be plagiarism and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, I went on YouTube, man. It's by the name of Paul Bagley. Paul Bagley, man, he had did this, man. So, y'all going to hear his voice, and, man, he raised a point up, man, you know, about this little, the implant. For those people that don't know what's going on, man, it's a little implant or a little micro radioactive chip. That they putting in your hand, so it's like it's gonna have everything, like from your identification on down to your bank account, on down to your medical history, and any little thing that you got going on with you, man. It's they're gonna put this on this clip, man. They're gonna put it in your hand, man. So what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to find a clip, man. I can't find a clip. What a clip? Oh, here we go. I'm gonna play part one. All right, here we go. Check it out.
All right. Are you serious? Here we go. RFID microchip in the Obamacare health care bill. It is there. For those of you who keep saying it's not, here's a video. It's in H.R. 4872 and H.R. 3590 in seven different paragraphs. Now, this man right here, he doesn't want no part of this question. This is a town hall meeting that took place in Reston, Virginia. He does not want to answer the question this lady's going to ask about the microchip, the implantable microchip in the health care bill. Now, this video is from January of 2012, so don't get mad at me and tell me it's an old video. I know it's old. I understand that, but you know how many people don't know that the RFID microchip mandatory implantable device is in the health care bill? I don't know when they're going to implement it. It's supposed to be done by March 23rd, 2013, or no later than December 31st, 2017, or at the discretion of the Department of the Secretary of Health and Human Services. So anytime between now and December 31st, 2017, we'll see when it will take place. But here, watch Howard Dean, Dr. Howard Dean, who ran for President of the United States. Watch how he fumbles and bumbles and missteps and tries to get around this question. Here we go.
Merchant World.
Get this out.
Yo. You're talking to me, right?
Okay. A little glitch on my little thing here, man. With this clip here, man, this clip, basically what he's talking about is how the chip is being here, man. They're putting it in. It's in Obamacare. Now, with Obamacare, there's a whole bunch of pages they're talking about with the HR, with the Human Rights Amendment and all this stuff, saying that, you know, why we putting this chip in our hand, and when you put this little microchip in your hand, it's going to tell you everything. It's like you just swipe it, like how you be seeing on Minority Reports, how y'all seeing, like, what's that movie? They just redid Total Recall and stuff like that. Man, so it's really here. So what I'm going to do is this, man. I got a couple more segments that I do want to play on that. You know, I ain't playing no music or none of that stuff. So what I'm going to do is this. I'm gonna play another song. And after this song, we're going to come back, man, and, hey, Case, KC.
Yeah, I'm rocking with you.
Okay, you ready? We're going to take a call, too, man. We're going to take, like, a call in between, you know, first of it, all right? So I'm going to play a quick track, and then we're going to get back at it.
Let's get it.
tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com
I say, hey, Miss Pretty Lady,
hey,
can I take you home?
Hey,
can you rock the Levi's and show that Vicky thong?
Hey,
oh, that is such a shame,
hey,
that I forgot your name.
Hey,
you don't know mine either, so no one can complain. Let's cut the small talk, get straight to the B.I. Don't ask me no questions, girl, say about my B.I. Is that your man calling?
Yeah.
Nigga, what's up?
What's up?
Your girl can't talk right now, she's all tied up.
Oh,
shit. He's angry now, on the phone yelling loud, pushing holes in the wall, face full of frowns now. Somebody give him a drink, he's had a very stressful week. Add him to your Facebook or send this man a special tweet. I be on my mercy, shit, I am such a real bitch. Breaking hearts don't give a shit, I am such a heartbreak. I am so new era, check out my new era. If you don't support the team, you just made a fucking error. I'm not in no new web, but I got a plus. Past 30 days, that is, man, that's 30 days to get in track. Put you on my email blast, cause it's time to party. Black and white and Asian girls all acting naughty. Sipping on that back shirt, yeah, I'm in Bacardi. Every single day, random girls wanna call me. Like, can I be your girlfriend? No,
no,
sorry, now please let me be, cause I'm trying to watch Mari. Cause this girl on TV is acting all crazy. Trying to find the father of a new newborn baby.
Right.
Fall asleep on the couch, a nigga so lazy.
Yeah.
This is virtue lifestyle, I swear my life's amazing. Now go,
go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go,
suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumors, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At dhealthstore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butters, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'atra, dhealthstore.com, or call toll free at 1-888-823-9416. dhealthstore.com.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace. We back in the building. Hey, man, we're going to start slapping people just for no reason. We just going to start smacking people, man, because we need to wake you up, man. Somebody got to get smacked real hard so we can just wake them up, man. Just like that, man, because that's what they need, man. They need to know about this chip, man. They finna start sticking chips in everything. I don't care what you are, man. They finna put these little implants in us, man. They say, man, we got up to like to the 13th to 2000 to 2017, man. And you know, I just need to know, like, what you think, Case? You think we should take a call real quick, man, just to see what's going on with it, real quick?
Yeah, for sure. We got a couple people on. Let's see what they're doing.
Okay, man.
Think about this.
I'm gonna go ahead and put my mom on. Put my mom on, man. She always shows some love to us, man. Mama Denise, you online? What's going on with you?
Hey, God bless you all, and I'm blessed to come through this line right here. Because you know what? If you're walking around here and don't know your law, you get stuck about them. It does not matter if you're illiterate, and it does not matter if you can't read or who is that. That's one thing. America became prejudiced and turned against their own. And this is why the Republicans took advantage of you. Now, for someone to sit up here and discriminate Obama chair, hey, I received my papers today. And they're giving me an insurance card for a prescription where they're paying the whole 100% medical medication. Okay, now we all was aware of this. As that tape stated, it was coming in March of 2013. Now stop throwing away your papers around there that got the U.S. government and where the insurance is coming from. Because he did inform us that there was going to be new insurance cards issued. Now I got my pharmaceutical card. Now for those that pay, those that get Social Security benefits, you should be filing taxes. That's where your money come back in, as well as you're going to get this card, too, to lower your prescription care, as well as your health care, as well as your medical care. Now, therefore, you have to understand, we have already been ripped off. How long since this war? We all were supposed to have been receiving similar checks. Everybody that collected taxes all the years of this war, you were supposed to have been receiving stimulus checks. Now, everybody that's going out here looking for apartments, no, he waived that right of no one should have asked you for no, what they call the security deposit. No, you were not supposed to pay security deposit. You were supposed to live free 1 month. Now, everybody sitting up here, Obama, he already fed you. They was trying to take and make the people that was getting unemployment trying to cut their money. No, he kept that money. Boom. until he can find something better. Now, you have to understand, it took them 16 years to destroy. If you don't read, you know where the Republicans discriminate America, and this is why they're going to jail, and this is why they're killing themselves, because how they did your United States constitutional law, you have rights to everything, and everything was not given.
Right.
They'd rather sit up here and give all these foreigners their small business. We wasn't aware how they was getting right. They got new Social Security cards. They don't show no credit rate. They take the money, and then they turn away American people. Okay?
Mm.
Now,
okay.
Everybody needs to look out, because Obamacare is at the act as of today. I just received my card. I was informed that my card was coming. Now, for those that's employees, he made it whereas you can still carry your children, not after 18 no more. You can keep your children as long as you want on your insurance card. Now, for those that got messed up in foreclosure, I suggest you get down there. If you're in Chicago, I suggest you get down there in the Daily Center and get a copy of your foreclosure where they took your house. Get a copy of that case and take it to a repair clinic, a foreclosure clinic, so that you can be funded back for all that money that those banks that he shut down has taken from you. Okay?
What about that? What
so
about the
law on everything here?
Well, what about the what about
it.
Can you hear me?
What
about we talking about the microchip? Like they talking about putting microchips.
They already got a white man to put the microchip here. Why don't you know that barcode on your box? You know how they scan?
Yeah.
Okay. Now you can go up under that program that they said, you can find that, you can read that product on the store. Once you
okay.
add that barcode.
Yeah.
And your cell phone everywhere.
Yeah, but they said that they trying to implant, they putting them the implants in your skin now. They trying to put it in your hand.
Well, I guess so when you running around here murderous, relieving out of the system. But let me tell you something. First of all, they can suggest whatever they want, okay? But that is your human body. That is a constitutional right. There's a constitutional law here that you do not have to take any medication. They cannot just line us up and put us all in there and just do this to us. No.
Okay.
But when you award it to the United States murderers that letting out of jail and all them people, them the ones going to get the barcode, not us. See, they just trying to scare you all off, scare off the public. With the clause and stuff on saying that Obama is not doing this, and he's just lying, and he's just doing this, because they just recently said when he had the girl up here and all the people in there for the kids getting killed and shot at the school, okay? And he just had them out there in the White House, out there where he is, and with his unity speech, right?
Right.
But then turn around and show you how, I'm sorry to say, America is always going to be formed up under some races. That was back in the days of God. Fairness and the Hebrews, okay, it's still the white and the black. Still the white, it's still the rich and the poor. Let's put it like that now. The rich and the poor, okay?
Okay.
Now, here it is, there's no middle class,
right.
Okay?
Okay.
10 years now, they just put on the TV right after he had that union speech out there saying how he gonna bring better laws in our state, in Chicago, and also the mayor working with him, okay? Because of this shooting and killing going on with these kids. Turn around after that. You remember the shooting in Texas on the army base, right?
Yeah.
And all them people did not get Purple Hearts, and all them people, this is how they wrote up Obama, okay? All them people did not, and he promised them people he's going to take care of them. But you have to understand, that's just like if Senator said, okay, are you my secretary? I want you to take care of the business for me. If I neglect to do that, don't say Dennis neglect you. Now turn around. They call the U.S. U.S. military services in the press meeting. No comment. No comment. And he left all those people to hurt Obama, to suffer, so that we can see that it was Obama who neglected them people on that military base.
Well, look, Mama. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna let you finish up, but we're gonna take another quick break, man, and we're gonna come back to it, and then I'm gonna play a second clip. Then that way we can go ahead and talk about the guns.
Well, watch out for your Obamacare, because it's show out there, and it's a good plan, plan. I ain't gotta pay all that money no more for medical, and I ain't gotta pay all that money no more for all of this prescription, and those that's on their job, even though you're still getting all that money taken out of your money for your for your medical, you may qualify for this prescription care.
Let me ask you this question then, before we take this break. Let me ask you this question. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Let me ask you this question. So I know you said it's a good plan. So what if they tell you that they got to put this radioactive chip implanted in your hands? Will you still let them put it in your hands so you keep that Obamacare?
Let me tell you something. There's a constitutional law here, right? Like I said, you read your amendments, okay? Because don't nobody have the right to utilize your body. Are you listening?
I know the amendments. I'm not asking you, but
let me show you right here what amendment that is. That could be so much. That could be amendment number 5, right to criminal case. Now, if you don't sit up there and let somebody put something in you and all this stuff, right? No, the constitutional laws has not changed.
Hold on. You almost confused me.
You have no amendment
wrote
out here that he can put a chip in you.
Wait a minute. Hold on. The Fifth Amendment is quiet. You try to trick me. Don't be trying to trick me.
No, if you ain't got the book, I got the book right here in my face. The United States Constitutional Law is in your library. It's on your internet. It's on your YouTube phone. It's all over the place. It's in your. Okay. And it's those that can't read, your church. Your church is your community church. Even though they got members in them churches, you can go in there because they're sitting on your ground. Those are your community church. Talk to the secretary.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break.
Branches where they're selling this stuff to you. You can go to those branches and also get clear understanding on what a person is saying.
Okay, Mom, we're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna take a quick break and then we'll come right back to you, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Case, man, she said the Fifth Amendment, man, we gotta go in. I don't know, man.
I'm with you, man.
All right, here we go, man. Let me go ahead and cut this right here, man. We'll get back to Mama Denise, man.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com
Okay. Wow. Hey, Case, you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Hey, yo, check this out real quick, man. I mean, no offense to Auntie Denise, but let me tell y'all something, man. For the black people who don't know, this is the reason we have a black president. I mean, just think about it. He can get anything over that he want. I mean, I'm not down talking, you know, Obama. I don't want to, you know, treat your brother like that. But, see, them people were smart putting that man in there because, I mean, who's going to defend him? Black people. I mean, we don't even read, you know,
the news in between the lines like that and see what this man is doing, you know what I'm saying? We just think automatically, okay, white people condemning him. They is to a point, but then, I mean, you still got to read between the lines of the stuff that's there. And for the people, you know, who think that they ain't going to get them chips, man, you're going to get them chips. If you want your link card, you want your Social Security or whatever you want, you know what I'm saying, you're going to get them chips. And I'm not really a Bible-toting dude or nothing, but, you know, them books in the Bible is from different books from ancient Africa, and they do tell the truth about the chip. I mean, the mark of the beast is definitely coming. You know what I'm saying? We can fight with them. We can do whatever we want, but people are going to get them chips, trust me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people need to just wake up, man. Y'all need to be kind of smacked across the head, man, because Obama is doing more for the Jews than he ever even did for the black people. You know what I'm saying? If you really look at it, he's defending Israel, and Israel was over there actually making black women, Ethiopian women, take like a birth control as soon as they come over there. I mean, you should see the way they, man, degrade our people over in Israel. Man, it's black people in Israel, and you should see the way that these people get treated, but yet the United States is defending them all the way to the court, to the point where if Iran was to attack Israel, we'll be going to a World War III, putting everybody's life at risk for a bunch of people, you know, who don't even know how to act. So, you know, we just got to read between the lines, man. We just got to read between the lines on that. But go ahead, take some more callers, man.
Well, I'm gonna take one more call. I'm gonna play this next clip here, man. I don't know what's up on my back end here, man. It's, you know, people just got to bear with me, man, here. But I'm gonna play the second. I played the first clip. All right. So, you know what I'm saying, for those people, because people starting to tune in now. I played the first clip, man. We're talking about the RFID, that's the radio frequency identification device. I mean, that they started to put this device in people arms, I mean, in their hands as implants or their rights. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's got your bank account, it got all your information on there. So we're just trying to figure out what it is. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play part two. Part one was this man was just exposing the fact about this arm chip. That they put it in. So here go part two that the ladies asked the question. So check it out. Let me know what y'all think.
Lots of care for the people that were disadvantaged. I'm now a kindergarten teacher, so I'll be nine.
You don't have to be.
I wanted to ask you, friends of ours that live in France have a medical card, and there is a chip on it that has all of their medical information from birth to whatever age they are. That scared me, frankly, because I said to them, well, how do you want the government knowing all of your business from cradle to grave? I believe our country was founded on independence, and I think we can all agree on this, whether you're Democrat or Republican. I think it's important that we have privacy between our doctor and our health records, and it shouldn't be shared with the government.
Governor Dean?
And if you could tell me under what moral jurisdiction the Constitution allows you to do that.
Wow. So, hey, you asked that question, man, you know what I'm saying, like you know it's violating the rights. So we're going to have an answer for that, man. We got another part for that, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take another call, man. We're going to just, you know, share some blood thoughts about it. Let me see here. We got Rado. Gerard, what's up, man? How you feeling, bro?
What's up, my brother? How you doing?
I'm all right, man. How you doing?
Hey, man, God is good all the time.
That's right. Well, man, basically, man, we're talking about the radio frequency identification, man, the RFID implants in people's hands, man. So I know you heard a little clip, the first clip. Mama Denise had pretty much, you know, said broke it down for the first part. So part two was the lady was asking questions like she was just basically saying violating the rights on it, man. So what are your thoughts on that? How you feel about it?
I think it's pretty deep. I can go either way. Political leaders have been talking about that, especially Minister Louis Farrakhan. He's been kind of warning people that this is going to happen. And as we saw biblically, as Brother Tim said, that, you know, that is the sign of the beast. So, you know, it just shocked me because I didn't know that that transpired until I heard it on your radio. So thank you for sharing that information. But it's like everything that biblically has God planted is starting to come to pass. Our finances change, our earthquakes, people's going to start turning on each other. Everything that God said was going to happen is coming to pass. And that's like the beginning of the beginning. So if they do approve that, see, right now, it's going to be a while. Like Mama Denise said, that it's a constitutional right that they can't do anything to your body. So they can't. But what they're going to do, as Brother Tim said, they're going to sucker you in and they're going to connect all your lively benefits to it, your check, your link card, your insurance, and try to swander you in it to say, oh, it's going to be beneficial to you. You know what I'm saying? Oh, think about the homeless people or whatever. They come into the hospital. We can know who they are. If somebody get murdered and they don't know who they are, they can scan the chip. And they're going to try to make it come off as if that's a way of beneficial to you, you know, far as for the government. But it's the way that's to keep account of where you at. It's going to be a big homing device, like a big LoJack on you. You know what I'm saying? So I think if that ever gets to a point where they try to press you, that it will be two societies. It's going to be a society that's going to say, yeah, I got to get a smile. And it's going to be a society that looks like, I ain't doing it. And then that goes back to the part of what God said. It's going to come a time where you're going to be put in a position where you're going to say, do you believe in me or not? And if you make that choice, saying yes or no, you can be murdered right there on the spot, which is the sign of the beast. So yeah. I think it's all coming. So you just got to stand fast. It's the time to get prayed up. Get closer to God because he ain't control all things. So to me, I don't support the chip. I'll never put the chip in. I'm going down for God. So, hey, when he says it's time. So hey, I got my forearm on. So come.
I'm listening to you, brother, man. That's what you got to do, man. Put that full armor on, man. So what we're going to do is, man, we're going to pay some more bills here, man. Then we're going to get right back to it and take some more calls. So stick around, Rado, man. We got Mama Denise. We got Rado on the line, man. So stick around a little bit, man. All right?
Tempo.
Let's do it.
Do you suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumor, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'akra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'akra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At DHealthStore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butters, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'akra, DHealthStore.com, or call toll free at 1-888-823-9416. DHealthStore.com.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. WESTONWORLD1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WESTONWORLD1.com. Let's go. We out. Let's go.
Peace. Big Mom.
Mixtape, baby! This is a celebration, bitch! Oh, wow. They surround me. Lonely.
been the same since a nigga lost my pops, lost my mind. Never got to play catch with him. Fuck it, guess I just lost that time. Getting kinda cold in his heart of mine. My trial got a nigga blind. Fighting against the devil, trying to reach his level, but his nigga busy on the grind. Wonder would I make it in this world, asking God, please show me that sign. I'm supposed to live life righteous, but I ain't perfect, though a nigga trying. My life ain't right, my night ain't good. Can't sleep, shit deep. Trying to blow it off, wish a nigga could. Shit rough on the player when it's stressed, got your mind thrown off track. Fake friends, no ends, and your family members going off crack. Trying to get away, keep coming back, trying to keep my daughters all intact. White man world, got it hard for a brother when he trying to live black. I testify my facts, still on the ground, deep in the crack. Trying to dodge hell in a large cell, but these haters all on attack. I put my life on the line for my nigga, and I got stabs in the back. What type of payback is that? A nigga trapped in a phase, brain fucked up in a daze. Trying to stay focused on the right path, mama say I'm stuck in my ways. Don't know where I'm headed, lost in this world trying to be saved. In these streets, rain, sleet, and snow, a nigga still just trying to get paid. Dealt a rough card, life like playing out, I'm in a phase. No regrets, just look back on the choice God had made. All praise. To the Most High, gotta give praise that I made it out these rough streets, coming from where I was raised. Gunshots, police sirens, we used to that. Ain't nothing new to that. Everybody here used to scratch. We get. That's why I'm trying to sell music like crack. Put my life in these songs, wait, trying to see what I get back. I'm going hard for the finish, no losing, just winning. I got to go get it, go get it, go get it. Even though odds against me, whoever ain't with me, I'm here to the finish. So fuck y'all, nigga.
Oh, man, yeah, man, we back, man. Man, we back, man. Man, it's just, man, the case has been really hectic today, man. I mean, people is really anal, man, about, you know, the Obama stuff and everything that's going on, man. You know what I'm saying? And, hey, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want people to get me wrong. I ain't trying to talk bad about the brother, you know. I'm happy to see a black face up in there. But at the same time, man. I think black people, we too emotional, man. We too emotional. We always cling to everything, you know what I'm saying, and not really read between the lines. We cling to what we see. And, I mean, earlier, Auntie Denise was saying, you know, there's the Constitution or whatever. But if y'all really looking, they trying to do away with the Constitution. You know what I'm saying? Ever since the school shooting, they trying to do away with the Constitution. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if anybody been watching the news lately, but that's like, you know, a high topic right now, a hot topic. They trying to do away with it, you know what I'm saying? So, trust me, man, the people behind Barack, they going to get what they want, man, because the people, the public is not listening. We too busy fighting with each other right now. They got white people thinking black people is the problem. You know what I'm saying? If you go look, they just because Obama's black, you know, they turn against us, man, black people the problem. And it's like, how we the problem? We didn't cause any of this collapse or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But we just got to read between the lines, man. That's all I got to say. People got to wake up. And us as a culture, as the black culture, man, we got to stop just defending everybody because of their color, man. We got to stop being emotional like that. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of this stuff is being made for us. Y'all got to understand, Barack don't give no orders. And everybody he with, y'all see the color of their skin. Everybody who's standing behind him when he give them speeches, y'all see the color of their skin. So y'all know who them orders coming from. And if he ever opened up his mouth any type of way, y'all know how that's going to end. If he opened up his mouth any type of way, y'all know how it was going to end. So,
well, let me see. Go ahead.
So, you know, if he opened up his mouth, man, something going to happen to the dude, a race war is going to break out. And that's what I kind of think they want. If they want to attack that Second Amendment law, you know what I'm saying, the next move, because that Sandy Hook, that was bullshit. Everybody, you can see it just by watching the news that it was bullshit. But, I mean,
talk about that. Before you get, I didn't mean to cut you off on that, man, but that's true, man, because, you know, we're going to talk about that, like, in the next hour. You know what I'm saying? That's why I want to just get this out the way. And then that way you can go right into that, because I know what you're going to go into. That's why I had to cut Mama Denise off, because she was going into that shooting too. You know what I'm saying? And so we're going to take that over to the next to the round table, boy. I love the round table, man. But go ahead, bro. I ain't want to cut you off.
You know me, man. I get to talking, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, everybody needs to research, man. Black people, please, man, do your research and just stop defending shit because they, you know, just defending people because they the color of your skin, because black people, man, these days, we worse than white people. You know what I'm saying? And that's just real talk. We out here killing each other. We out here doing all types of things to each other. So I'm just telling y'all, man, wake up.
All right, well, man, this next segment here, man, this the last part, man, of the FRID, which stands for Radioactive Frequency Identification Device. And what this is, man, it's the third part. The first part was the man was just telling us and trying to warn us to let us know that, you know, it's going to be with the Obamacare, which a lot of people can't find it because you got whatever it is. I think it's the, if I'm not mistaken, it's the H.R. 4672. It requires the United States citizens to have this implant. This is an evil plant that's being launched by Americans, and it's a microchip that includes personal data, health, bank accounts, and et cetera, and it has a GPS device monitoring you. And those who try to go against it, you know, so try to deactivate it, they'll just wipe away all your stuff, man, and say you just that means you're not showing no loyalty to the government. So that's what part one was talking about. Part two, the lady was, you know, kind of defending that, like, you know, hey, why should we do this, man? You know, I don't care if you're Democratic or Republican. I think this is violating our rights. Just like Mama Denise was saying, and just like Brother Gerard was talking about, just like what you were saying, Case, you know what I'm saying? So part three is this, man. Part three is this is the question that's supposed to be raised up and answered. So I'm going to play part three right quick. Y'all let me know what y'all think.
First of all, since this is the last one, let me thank all of you on both sides. I happen to think... I think everybody actually behaved pretty well. This is kind of a spirited American tradition, and I appreciate it, and I thank you very, very much, all of you. Secondly, the interesting thing about this is one of the biggest problems in medicine was just raised in the last question. It's sort of like the psychiatry patient asking the really tough one on their way out the door so nobody can deal with it. This is a huge issue, and it's much more than about just this health care bill, because this isn't just about health care. You don't want the government knowing all your health information. You're not so crazy about having the insurance industry or your bank knowing all your information either, which then gets sent to all these credit card companies, and that's why you get all this junk mail. So this is a much bigger issue than health care, and health care is a pretty big issue. Here's what folks are struggling with, and I don't think this is one's cooked, and I'm going to give, of course, Jim the last word, but we want to have records that are complete, and patients get cared for better if the doctor who's taking care of them know that it's complete. And so the president put in a lot of money in the stimulus package to advance medical records, so that if you get sick in some place that's 1,000 miles from your home, you can get, if you have the chip, you can carry the records with you. They can stick it in the computer. They can know all your situations. If you have been in a terrible car accident and you can't tell them anything, you have the doctor has the information. They know if you're on some kind of medication, et cetera. That's important. So what guards are there against the privacy? And the guards are a bill that was passed about 6 or 8 years ago called HIPAA, which stands for God knows what, but it has something to do with health insurance for privacy. The problem is, it's not enough. And there is no way it's enough. And this is a private sector problem as well as a government problem. Look, just the other day, it was some guy hacked into some credit card companies and stole 130 million credit card numbers. Those are our credit card information that's now in some crook's hands. So there is no really good answer to this, because in this information age, there's going to be, and there already is, more information available than most of us, at least in my generation, didn't grow up on Facebook, would ever be comfortable in having in other people's hands. On the other hand, the more information that your healthcare professionals have, the better it is. So the key is, how are we, and this is an open question, because I don't think anybody knows the right answer to this. How are we going to build a wall between particularly the government, but also corporate America and ourselves, so that our private information stays private? But there are people who need to know our private information, and one of them is the healthcare professional that's taking care of us. So this is a great question, unfortunately, for which there is no perfect answer. So I'm sorry to leave on that kind of a note. Let me thank you again. I've actually enjoyed this, and I hope...
Wow. 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 Hey, Case.
Yo.
You hear what he said? See, that's the thing, man. There's no answer, really, to that, man. I got to blow him up, man. That was whack, man. I mean, he went around the whole conversation. He went around the whole question, as I must say, man. You know, it's almost to the point to where it's okay. I feel like they are trying to set Obama up. They're just using his name, like Mama D said. You know, something happened, you just, you know, just because it's within that facility, so we're going to use that person's name. So I guess it's being the care plan, they're going to use Obama's name, you know, so just to show that. So, you know, and they didn't want to put it in Obamacare. But, man, if you look at it, like, on that level, coming from that angle, is they don't have an answer. But the thing is, they just want the information just because, so they can have some kind of right over you or whatever. Because I'm looking at it like this, too. If I'm going to the doctor, you know, doctor, if I can't open my mouth, I can't raise, you know, I can't say nothing, that's their job to figure out what's wrong with me, right? Not just because I got an implant in me and find out how much money I got. What if I don't have no insurance? They're going to swipe that. What they going to do? They're going to let me die because I got this thing in my hand and say that he ain't got no insurance on his card or he ain't got no money to cover nothing. Man, a lot of people get killed with that implant in them, man. So, man, hey, you know, I want to open it up, man. What did you want to add something to that, dog, if I open up the lines real quick?
Nah, I just, hey, yo, y'all check out this one book, man. It's called Body Snatchers by Susan Reed. She was like an author that got killed, and she talk about that chip, you know what I'm saying, and what it's really made for. So I'm telling y'all, check out. This lady was found dead in the back of her house with a big-ass hole in her head. So her name is Susan Reed. The book is called Body Snatchers. I'm telling you, you know, check it out. Read it. Reading is very fundamental.
I figure, yo. Hey, well, let me take a call, man. Without further ado, it's another little co-host, man, LB.
What's going on? What's going on?
What's up, big dog? Man, it's almost 2 hours in the show, man. You ain't even on the show or nothing, man. Where you at, man?
I'm out here flying in and out of town, man, you know, trying to, you know, get things situated and whatnot. But,
hey, wait, before you finish, LB, hey, Case, we're going to stick a radio frequency identification inside of LB so we know where he at all times. On Saturdays only. Well, go ahead, LB. What's up, bro? How you feeling, man? Say what you got to say, bro.
I'm feeling good. My thing is a simplicity, so you guys can understand. I think you watched that movie Timeless. I think it's called Timeless. And when the time ran out, that's when it was up for you. You dead. You gone. You know, I'm still a man who believes that, you know, by United States going into the financial situation that they're in, that slavery is what is going to sustain America, because that's what America was founded upon, slavery, enslaving other people. So slavery is what's going to you know, ultimately sustain it until they become producers again, because right now United States is consumers. We're not producers. So at the end of the day, it's going to be a wild trip, you know, for us revolutionaries to actually turn around and have our own entity where we're going to have to man up and say, hey, listen, we're not going to be put with the implant. We're not going to do this because of boom, 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 boom. You know, I hear you guys about the Obama and, you know, with the Obamacare and all this, you know, we're in a snowball effect, and it's some, and I don't think that, you know, we're on the course of no return with that. You know, I think it is it's bound to happen. And I'm not as well versed on this situation, but I would just like to know, what's my next move? What do I do? If I don't want to do that, or if I want to, my daughter, I'm raising my daughter. How do I educate my daughter to say, look at it and say, hey, you don't have to have this. I don't want you to have this. What do I do?
Wow. Are you asking that question?
I'm asking the question. What do I do? I mean, does anybody have that answer? What is it? Because
what's the question? One more time for me.
If I don't want to partake in having a chip put in me, what do I do? How do I fight that call? If I am to die and my daughter is to live, how do I educate her and saying, hey, I don't want you to have that chip. I don't want you to be controlled as a slave.
Oh, well, you know what, dog? I know it says it on this part here, man. It said when you're going against it, man, they're going to look at it as you not being loyal to the government. They're going to treat it as, you know, it's going to be suspicious acts on it. And you're going against their system, and you will lose everything that you had. So as soon as the device may be common, it's just like they deal with the credit cards. They're going to be turning, you know, paper and all that stuff into digital. So that means that, dog, so it's almost to the point to where, as they say, if this was true, you would just be losing everything that you had, period. Because you're going against the government.
Well, you know, I truly believe that that's where we are headed towards, a course of no return. Unfortunately, you know, we are living in the system, so we have to try to figure out how to live within the system and create your own system within the system. Like I said, I'm not real versed upon the whole aspect of it, but just my general knowledge of it, you know, I'm like, you know, what? How do I get to this? You know, how do I do away with this? How do I not deal with that aspect of it? You know. And,
oh well. You know what, dog? I know Mama Denise gonna have all the answers for you, man. She putting all the paperwork and everything, man. She went downstairs in the library on this, man. So we're gonna bring her in a minute. We're gonna do our roundtable discussion, man. So you know what I'm saying? We'll stick around, bro. You know how it go. We got y'all on the roundtable. You feel me?
Yeah, I just hope that, you know, people wake up and understand that your freedom is not free. We are not in a land of freedom. If you want to be free, you need to live in another country. The United States is not the land of freedom. And, you know, everything, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty, and all these little things that they try to, you know, put the smoke screen over you so you can't actually see the real deal and what's going on. You know, being comfortable when you retire, that's going to be a thing of the past. You know, we're going to be divided into two classes, the rich and the poor. That's it. That's all. We're in the course of no return. Unfortunately, it's going to be more poor than rich, you know. And, you know, we just got to stop being so enslaved in our minds. We have to stop being a slave.
Oh, wow.
So,
right.
I agree, man. I mean, like I said, man, these people is saying what they want to do out of their mouth. Like, I don't see it on TV, them saying stuff out their mouth, you know, and nobody's paying attention. We just keep going on with our day. It's just really funny. Like he said, man, well, the only thing you can really do is educate yourself, man, and know, you know, when stuff is coming, and just say no. You know, that's all you can really do right now. Because they got so many laws, man. They making laws where you got to pay a tax to grow food in your house now. Like, if you got a little garden and they find out about it, like, they can tax you on it.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's a bunch of crazy stuff going on, man.
And if you really notice, you know, black farmers are not at the number that they used to be. Every year, the black farmer is being diminished down to absolutely nothing, you know. And trust me and believe me, when you think about farming, it's a lot of money in farming. You will be, if you have some land and you're farming on it, you will be a millionaire, trust me, sevenfold. So, you know, they're trying to squeeze black farmers out to little or nothing now. You know, they're putting all type of regulations on their land, so on and so forth. So they're trying to squeeze them out so the government can have main control over even the little bit of thing as far as farming. You know,
wow.
So you will be able to eat right, you know what I'm saying, nutritional food, so on and so forth. So, you know, that's my thing, you know, educate yourself, man. You know, my other co-host, you know, him and I, you know, we may not view everything eye to eye, but you know what I'm saying, one thing, you know, it is to be said, we have to get knowledge. We have to stop trying to be a slave and dependent upon another person's system, you know, and I'm 100% with you on that.
Well, there you have it, man. Well, look, man. All right, well, everybody, we cracked the code a little bit. We cracked the case, man. You know, we're gonna do a roundtable discussion, man. But here it is, man. Before I even do this, man, I always sit back, and I want you to understand, man. For those that's just not tuning in, whatever, man. I call these couple of minutes, man. I dedicate this to. How can I say this? I think the hood rats, right? Okay. I think their new music is called twerking. So what we do now is we dedicate some music to the hood rats. You know, it's footwork music, juking music, whatever it is, or nothing. Now I'm not trying to discriminate, you know what I'm saying? Because I know everybody don't call themselves a hood rat, but we gotta show our love and our respect to them. So, you know, I love house music, man. So I'm a juker, man. So,
wow.
So before we go into it, man, you know, just for the twerkers, man, if you twerking, man, females, y'all stand up, because they've been telling me, hey, Dennis, man, I know you got a live show, man. You play a lot of hip-hop, man. You don't play no R&B. You don't play no gospel, man. But when you going to play something for the, I guess, the jukers? Okay, well, you know what? I got something for you. We're going to juke y'all out real quick. Just a couple minutes, and we're going to come back in, man. Then we're going to do a round table. First, we're going to pay a couple of these bills, man, and then we're going to go ahead matter of fact, I'm going to hold off for a bit. No, I'm going to pay this bill. Then we're going to get into the little juke music. All right, let's go.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. WesternWorld1.com.
Bettina Sugar?
Yes, ma'am.
Django isn't a slave. Django is a free man, you understand?
You can't treat him like any of the other niggas around here because he ain't like any of the other niggas around here. You got it?
You want us to treat him like white folks?
No. That's not what I said.
Then I don't know what you want, Big Daddy.
Yes, I can see that. What's the name of that Peckerwood boy from town that works with the glass? His mama work over at the lumber yard.
Oh, you mean Jerry?
That's the boy's name, Jerry. You know Jerry, don't you, Sugar?
Yes, my Big Daddy.
Well, that's it then. You just treat him like you would Jerry.
Yes, sir, Big Daddy.
Man, what I'm gonna do is, man, I'm gonna You know, if you want to stick around, man, I'm going to open up the mics, man. We're going to have our round table, man. It's on, man. Matter of fact, I know who mic I'm going to open up first. Mama Denise, you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, man, hey, go mama. Ahead. You got the flow.
And I got a lot for speak.
Mama.
First of all, who was that speaker? I think that he going to jail.
Who was what?
Talking about Obamacare.
Oh, you know what? That was he was a mayor. He was a mayor. He was the mayor of Virginia, man, and he ran for the presidency back in 2012. But he didn't, you know, he didn't quite make it. He had enough funds.
Okay, that explains why he lying like he is. Okay, first of all, when it comes to these medical cards, these link cards, okay, first of all. It's the fact that somebody trying to contact me. First of all, it's the fact that, number one, here at the Skokie area, every foreign, you know, there are Mexicans filling up in our community and foreigners all over the place. Now, turn around, they call themselves slick, okay? Here it is, they goes in there, applies with their wives for our insurance and our link card, okay? He didn't talk about doctors. Doctors has really abused the state fund for medical assistance. You go in there and say your ear hurt. Okay, but when they write the bill to the state, oh, we operate on that person. And they put a chip in you. That's you go in there for $10,000 and look up, they charging the state hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now, the link card now, you know them dot-headed stores, Salabe? You know them Salabes? Okay.
Yeah.
They done abused some link cards. You know, you can go up in there, flip the stamp, flip the link. You got a $200 link card, and he going to take all 200 and give you 100, okay? But still and all, he has no proof of purchase in the store. He done gave his own game away. You have to have receipts. Okay? Now turn around. Here it is. You got Salabi also got a link. His family got a link card in his house. Okay? Where he takes some link cards to Sam Club and buy all his purchased pops and stuff. He's making them for a quarter, putting them in there for a dollar. Okay? So here it is now. Turn around. His wife. She's supposed to be poor having babies, okay? She got a medical card, all right? Now, the thing is this, my brother. Stop listening to people on the street, because I'm a true believer. I learned this as a child. Like my mama always tell me, show it to me, show it to me. Don't come in here and tell me this. Show it to me.
Right.
I know we all want to a lot of peer pressure, but we all want to be heard. Now, for your law, we can petition that we don't want those chips. How you do that? That's why you got your war committee. That's why you got your state rep. That's why you got your alderman. They can stand on the corner when it's round election time, ask you to sign this petition so that this person can get on the ballot for the vote. They can stand on the corner and get everybody to sign that same petition stating that the community and the citizens and the residents in the area don't want this chip in their body, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, turn around. We all can march, just like a Million Man March. We all can march out there and show that we don't want this chip so that bill will not be passed. But for everything else, you know, people are angry with Obama because Obama, he didn't sit down and take out nothing. No. And even with our new mayor, he didn't take nothing. No. He just stopped the scan that they have been taking with our United States. Now, for this woman here that who stated that she was in Israel and had a control pill, no. Every country we have are the United States, what they call them? A United States. Lord have mercy, Jesus. We got a United States ambassador over there in our United States that you're supposed to go over there and tell them people when you travel in these other countries, if you're being discriminated in their country, then we're going to go over there on embassy, United States embassy, okay, in every country. All right, now if you're being discriminated in somebody's country, you're supposed to go over there and tell them that because you're a citizen, you're American, okay? So if you don't go tell people what's going on, they do what they do to you. Now,
wait, hold on. I see the me. That was me. I'm gonna tell you, like, this was on the news. Like, we, the United States, defends Israel. We're like allies with them. You know, and this was on the news, and they said that women are over there taking contraceptives. So, you know, and I have seen it with my own eyes how they discriminate against black people. All I was basically saying is, why would Obama defend such a country like that?
Well, first of all, you have to understand that Obama came in on the butt end of everything, all right? The law enforcement and everything in this country, all right? That the Republicans had the design of war over there. That was in Reagan days. Reagan gave them guns. Reagan gave them money. Reagan gave them everything because now they want to play army man with the people, okay? Now, Clinton came in, okay? Now, Bush came in right behind him. Bush didn't put money in that country. They're really destroying America with our weapons and our money, okay? Now, turn around and see how they think people are stupid. You know how they throw, how you know United States throw medicine out the air to countries, you know, that's hungry and stuff like that. Somehow, Bush threw $100 million in Iraq, bundles of dollars in Iraq. Okay, what happened? Where'd the money go? It got lost. No, that money went to help the Bin Laden stuff to continue on that war. They paid them to have a war, okay? Now, turn around. Now, why the Palestinians and the other country are warring is because of that oil, all right? Now, here it is. You got an embassy over there, all right? Now, maybe he, I don't know, any. First of all, they're going to throw out pieces, but you don't know the whole story. But you have a United States embassy. This is why. You know, remember when you was 8 years old, I mean in eighth grade, and we had to take the United States constitutional test to go into high school? Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Okay, that is to let you know your citizenship right. Anybody that come from other countries wants to become a citizen here, they have to take that test, okay? Now, we were violated our rights of anything when Reagan was our president. That was 16 years of all that Bush mess, right? Now turn around, Bush's son came in, okay? Here it is, anytime. Okay, then turn around. Are these foreigners are really citizens to hold registered voter cards? Are these people are really supposed to be here legally? You got frauds on ID now. You got frauds on Social Security cards. Okay? This man got to sweep up all the frauds in our country where people have taken advantage of us already to where it's who suffers? America, right? Right?
Yes, right.
So, therefore, he trying to put out there only way Obama can prove that you are a victim of anything out here, we have to go forth. So that way, he can call us counter for as victims to prosecute all them in the White House. So that man that you're talking about Obama, he's going to jail, okay? All right? Because he's telling everybody the wrong thing. Right there, he telling off on himself that he the one was passing them illegal medical bills that taxpayers were paying for. okay? They got it out here now. You got so many laws out here. We got, even here, Tucker Corner, Cook County, you don't have to take all that mess they said to you. Wait until they close your case or whatever. You got the right to petition it in at the Supreme Court, which is on LaSalle Street, okay? Now, Supreme Court is over there where they're opening, and you, they speak at fault. Okay, that person is out the way for neglecting to give you your rights, okay? Now, if there's a lot of sources out here. See, I'm going through something right now. Why? Because I'm smart. No, I'm just blessed, okay? But when you stand up here that everybody tell you something, and they ain't saying prove it, you understand? Because whatever they say that they want to offer to the United States, you have the right to petition that if you see something wrong with that. You have to get so many people to petition that we don't want that. Now, we all on the phone saying we don't want it. We need to be going to our alderman office so that they can direct us to our state representative office so therefore we can get our petition so we can stand on the street. How many signatures you need to show that your community or your state need to put this bill up there in the system, take that petition to the United States and show them that we don't want that. You see what I'm saying? By everybody standing right where they at and hearing what's going on. See, because first of all, they know that America is abuse, so we already have fear because of what we already been through. Okay? Obama trying to lock everybody up before he get out of there. Let him. Everybody's going to jail. Let him.
Well,
so whatever you hear that's against him, I suggest that you ought to get that person's name on the TV so make sure that you can understand and write letters. He's aware of all this stuff going on out here. Of course, we was discriminated the first time he came up in there. You all seen how these people start treating us. They start treating you bad on your job. They start treating you bad on the street. They start treating you bad with the law center. They start treating you bad with this. They start treating you bad with that. When Obama got up and then discriminating you, doing this, discriminating
you. Well, you
that.
Know what I think it is? You know what? You know what I think it is? I think right now, I think Obama's like really a puppet right now that's in the White House. You know, I don't think he got that political power like everybody think he do.
Everybody
with the stuff that's going on. Wait, with the stuff that's going on right now, I think when he's in the media, yeah, he's powerful because, you know, ain't nobody going to do nothing in front of the camera. But behind the scenes, you know, Black Wall Street is owning everything and running everything, you know what I'm saying, and funding all that stuff with Obama. You know, I love him dearly, you know what I'm saying, that's a brother, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, but I know that he's not the savior of the black people that everybody appears for him to be.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. First of all, if we are against something, we should fight it. You got the right to protest. I mean, because he's the president, he's not God. We all are God children. You understand? And we were pointed only back to Jesus. Okay? So anything man do here, there's a law. Sometimes God brings it through our conscience. But if you're not paying attention to what God told you, you know how you go play a lottery, God gave you that number 358, you go in there, they can tell you play 999, you go home, 358 came out. That was God giving you your blessing. It's in the Bible. Because one thing, men don't run the land of the law, the Lord. It's in the Bible, too. The law is the Lord, okay? And praying people, God, hear our cry. All that over there are already has been generated. America has been abused. Now, for medical, anything that's with the state has thrown away a lot of good money on a lot of other programs. You're already up on the microchip. Everybody that's employed, y'all already up on the microchip insurance care. You know that OPP? That's a microchip.
You mean PPO?
Okay. The OPO? That's a microchip. You know, Blue Cross Blue Shield. Hey, you can't go up in there and say, yeah, I come up in there with a toothache in the emergency room, and then they write and tell you, oh, yeah, we took care of his broke leg, too. No, you can't. See, that's why some insurance company tells you all, call before you go in. Or contact with them. Because they're not going to pay all that money towards these hospitals and doctors. Okay? They already monitoring you. Okay?
Wait a minute, Mama.
Okay,
well, let me open up the microphone a
little bit. Let me say this real quick. Rewind it back to what she was saying about the war in the Middle East. I mean, let's see how much Obama is for black people.
Can't really hear you.
He went, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right, he went over, and a lot of...
Yeah, I'm listening, sir. And I'm with you on that one, too. If you won't get my soldiers out of there, why are they still there? You understand?
Wait, hold on. All the currency was going to be in gold. So that would have caused the collapse in the United States because they wouldn't have been able to buy oil with the United States dollar. They would have had to, you know, buy with gold, and the United States don't have that much gold. So my whole thing with Obama is the reason he got elected twice is because people don't know it's a war right now going on in Africa with the with Muslims and Africans over there, and they trying to get more into Africa, to tell you the truth, and they using his face to do that because they couldn't do it at first. And like I said, it just goes to show you that he's not from black for black people if he killed Gaddafi the way that he did.
Well, Gerard,
he's not black. He's not African. He's not American. He's not a black man. His mama is white, and his daddy is African. So why do y'all call him a brother?
Well, we call him a black man because that's what he said out of his own mouth. That's what he said he was.
Well,
he
ain't
black, though, man. I mean, he's doing one drop.
The man is black.
Yeah, you're a black man. Brother Gerard, go ahead. I know you want to say something.
Brother Gerard,
you can say something.
Yeah, I think, you know, the man is black. Anytime you put black in anything, he's black. You know, there ain't no way of getting around that. I just think that Obama just got caught in the, you know, he trying to do his job, trying to help as much as he can, but he got the America messed up. So right now he a face. A lot of stuff is going on under the, you know, behind the scenes. And the first time he was in office, he didn't have no control under the Supreme Court. You know, they was running everything. He got to go around a long way. He was not supporting them. Now, he on his last term, he ain't got to try to please nobody. He ain't got to worry about trying to run again. But we're going to see more of him trying to do more for the people because on his last term, he kind of do what he wanted to do. But like Mama Denise said, you know, he got to America. Like, this is all the dirt that Bush did to be. I mean, you're talking about all this stuff that's going on in Africa and all this stuff going on down there. You got to talk about 9/11. You know, Bush designed that. You know what I'm saying? You get all about all the stuff that dirt that dude did, man. That's walking devil, Jack. So, you know, the thing is behind it that you can't listen to what people say, oh, Obama, well, he ain't doing, but look all the stuff that he is doing. He's doing more good than bad. No, he's not perfect. Yeah,
hey, you know what was so sad about 9/11 was the fact that the people that blew up over there in New York live right around the corner from where we live on the north side, okay? They set up there that RCN camera, I mean the RCN cable, they give them all the flight lines and everything. They live right there, 1025 West Hollywood, who blowed up 9/11. Our police system is so busy in the community chasing drug dealers and drug users.
Okay. I was just going to stop that real quick.
Yo. Nah, what I wanted to say, man, was basically, I heard somebody say, I'm talking about Africa and stuff like that. But, okay, do y'all not hear these white people? They losing their country. Not our country, their country. This is not our country. I mean, I don't care what we did for it, you know what I'm saying, how we died for it. This is not our country. They saying it on TV, live in your face. We are losing our country. You know what I'm saying? And if that's the thing, we need to wake up and understand, man, Africa, that's our people. No matter what they put on TV to show us that our people was bad and they doing bad. No, those are our people. And we should be very protective over our people, just the same way as the Jews are very protective over their people here. This is why Iran cannot touch Israel right now. Israel over there doing some crazy shit to people. And I'm seeing this with my own eyes. I can give people the links. They have videos of babies getting killed over there. You know what I'm saying? And Barack Obama just sitting back protecting this damn country. And they also over there killing our people. So everybody should be outraged. And when I call him a brother, it's only because he said that out of his mouth that he was a black man. So, you know, that's how I'm responding to him as a black man. But Africa, that is our country. If you think in the end of the day, if anything happened, where is black people going to go? We have no country. We the only people over here without no culture. We don't speak a native language. We speak their language so they can always understand everything we can. Mexicans can go back to Mexico. Puerto Ricans can go back to Puerto Rico. China can go back to Asia. But we can't go nowhere. We stuck right here because we fools thinking this is our country. It's not our country.
Good point. I feel you on that.
You know what I'm saying? This is not our country, man. We need to fight, you know what I'm saying, for our people that's over there. And our people love us. No, despite how y'all see Nigerians come over here and, you know, they want to be on their own thing or whatever, that's only because these people are being told to be like that. When they get off that plane, they showing a video not to communicate with black people, with black Africans, black African Americans or whatever you want to call. So this is why we so separated from each other, because we can't come to an understanding. We think that the Nigerians think they better than us and all of this. No, them people are literally showed a video in the airport for them not to mess with us. And a Nigerian told me this. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of the Nigerian men is hard on the women over here, but they do that same shit to their women over there.
Yeah, that's true.
So we need to wake up and smell the coffee, man. We the only people here that don't got no culture. And if y'all understand, we the target for everything. As I was saying earlier, white people are now blaming black people for the fall of this country. They blaming us. You know what I'm saying?
The country was already down before he even got it. The thing is behind it is that they talking about they losing their country, but in them that's the redneck that they putting on TV. Yeah. You know, yeah, they're not gonna put no intelligent black man on TV and have to talk. You notice that even on the news when people get shot up and stuff like that, they immediately find the dumbest, ignorant person they can
put them on TV and have him talk. Let me say this real quick. Do you understand, like, these people have a culture together? They're going to listen to each other. If a white person of somebody like Rush Limbaugh or, you know, whoever you might have on Fox starts saying things like that, then you got other rednecks and other, you know, prejudiced white people out there that's going to start believing it. I mean, man, I'll be on YouTube. You don't understand how much I get called a nigga for commenting on a video or something like that. You know what I'm saying? These people think we are the actual problems because of Obama. And this is the way that they want it. And a lot of people said we might not get them chips. Let me tell y'all something, man. They playing a very dangerous game. That Sandy Hook shooting shit was to go after the Second Amendment. Now, think about, okay, they won't get that. They won't get that because people are already saying, states are already saying, okay, it's going to be civil war if y'all come in here and try to take our guns. Now, what's the next best thing to go after them guns? They can start a race war, and if they do start one, black people ain't prepared for that. I mean, look at Katrina. Look how many black people got murdered by white people in Katrina. We are not prepared for anything. We always the ones that are not prepared, and we always the ones that worry about, you know what I'm saying, the Bible. We worry about Obama. We think people going to protect us. Ain't nobody protecting us. We left out in the cold. They making it look good. Why you all think hip-hop just turned whack all of a sudden? It's for an agenda for people not to listen to people like Nas when he's talking about somebody like Obama. It's for artists that know something not to get signed. They want you to listen to Gucci, Gucci, Gucci this and Gucci that, so you won't get no, you know, no knowledge inside your head and wake up and say, okay, this is what we need to do. But as I said, and I'm going to say it again, black people, we lack culture, man. And that's what we need to get back. We lack too much of our culture.
Hey, bro. Wait.
I'm going to say that's fair, too. And that's because of ignorance. And the only reason why we are going through situations like that, because they don't want to learn. You know what I'm saying? We blame the white man for this and blame the white man for that. But God made us able. We got to be able to go get our own. You know what I'm saying? And that's why same thing, even Miss Louis Farrakhan, he been trying to preach for us to support our own businesses and support our own community and stuff like that so that we can have our own farms and produce our own jobs and stuff like that. But no, when students, a brother come to you, hey man, I got this business I'm trying to start up, first thing we do is hate on. But still let somebody else come out of town, let somebody have some blue eyes or some blonde hair, we give them all our money. They say our neighborhoods is broke and we can't do this, but they get billions of dollars out of us for Air Jordans and Pelly Coats.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So it ain't like we broke. It's what we support. Put our money in. If we put our money in ourselves, we can take care of ourselves. But everybody just want rims, want to get high, and want to get women.
That's why they ain't messing. We talk about an individual.
But still at the same time, I support Farrakhan too, because of the fact that he tells the truth. But the thing is everybody's still glad on, what the Muslims done to Malcolm X. Malcolm X gone. Muslims have changed. They're honest now. Okay? Just like, if you're going back to the past, living in the past, you're going to be lost. Farrakhan has opened our hands to us and let us know. As an honest, even though he's a Muslim, is that what he want to call himself? It's fine. He's still trying to unite all black people. Now, why as the Africans, let me tell you something, sisters messed that up, because they know I dated an African. But when he told me, you ain't going to date no more brothers, are you crazy? I date a brother first. No, I ain't going to date you no more, nigga. You understand what I'm saying? How can I be against my black brother? How can I get right there? We know you all come to do, Give me your money and move on. That's all you can do for me.
But see, what I was trying to say is...
You got black women up in here come out some, all the brothers do is just sell drugs and just do this and do that. There's so many Nigerians smothering drugs in America.
Can I jump in real quick? Let me jump in real quick. I'm going to say this. We keep, and that's another thing about black people, if you want to say with, black people. First and foremost, we are not black people. That's number one. And there is no such thing as white people. I'm going to break down where that came from. The Romans start calling us black. We are not black people. You know what I'm saying? We could be called Kemetics. We could be called Africans, but we are not black people. And there is no such thing as white people. You know what I'm saying? So we need to get off that. We keep separating ourselves from the Africans only because of Nigerians. Man, Africa is really big. There's so many different cultures over there. Everybody know Nigeria is corrupt right now. It's corrupt as hell over there. You know what I'm saying? So they ain't probably like the best people, to be getting in touch with. But at the same time, we got to stop separating ourselves from that continent, man, because in the end of the day, that's where they trying to get at. This is where the United States is trying to get at. If y'all go look over there, they building cities in Africa, and not one African is in them cities. They got condos. They got underground malls over there. Ain't no black people going to be shopping up in there. That shit is for them. You dig what I'm saying?
Bill Gates and them just build something up in there. They just went down there and just owed their money, too.
That's not for our people. Our people over there dying from AIDS. Our people over there dying from malaria. They killing babies. I mean, those are our people in the end of the day. We can keep on saying black this, black that. But in the real talk, let's be real. What do black people have to fight for? Not a damn thing, because we kill ourselves on a daily. I mean, if you really look, black people doing black people wrong more than white people doing black people wrong. You dig what I'm saying? So we out here shooting each other. We out here, a black person can't even have an opinion about nothing no more, or you become a hater. People letting their kids do whatever they want to do, that's just dumping our race right more into the ground where people can sit there and talk about us. Do y'all know if we every black person gave $5 a month, we can open up our own banks, no problem. But it's not going to happen because we too busy putting our money into other systems. That's not even ours or don't have nothing to do with anything that we're trying to do in our communities. You know what I'm saying? That's why our communities is messed up. We keep on going back to saying white people, Obama. Man, Obama wasn't put there to help us, and he's not going to help us. No matter what we say, we can cry, we can talk about it. The man said in Essence Magazine, and y'all can look this up. The man said in Essence Magazine when they was talking about black businesses, he said that he's not the president of black America. He's the president of the United States. So that's right, letting you know right there. He answered your question. He's not here for black people. He here for the United States, and the United States is against black people. So, people need to wake up.
Yeah, let me go ahead, man. Y'all check Case out, man. Every Wednesday, man, that's what he do. 7:30 Central Standard Time. Man, I got to get ready to shut this down a little bit, man. I want to thank everybody for teaming up with us, man, talking to us and everything. About a good couple of minutes. Let me go ahead and get my mom. Okay. All right, Mom, thanks for tuning in with us.
Amen. Thank you. I learned something as well, and God bless you all. And because, see, this is what we need to do. Share our opinions. And I learned something, and you all, I hope you all learned something. I learned something from all you speakers because things that I did not hear and I did not know, I appreciate you all educating me on that. Okay? See, like I said, I need to first hear from someone to understand it. And trust me, I understand it, and I understand your feelings. And, you know, I'm not one to support nobody, you know, but I did vote because he was black. I'm not a voter. You know why? Because I know all of them going to get up in there and be crooks at the end. Promises, 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 and then later on. But at the same time, it's so bad and sad how African American are jealous among each other. You can't have cake because I'm over here eating a cookie. That's not right. Be happy that whoever get what. And I thank you.
All right, Mama. Thank you for tuning in with us.
Okay. God bless you all.
All right. Brother Gerard, man, did you want to go ahead and clarify some things, man, real quick?
Oh, yeah, I appreciate the line, man. You got a wonderful thing going on, Brother Dennis, and I pray that God give you strength and wisdom and bless your going in and coming out and everything you do. And also, I want you to continue to inspire and putting people online so people can learn about, you know, themselves. Like you got Brother Tim online, man. You know, he did his research a lot. And you can't say that about any of the other brothers, but only all they do is listen and go off and piggyback off what other people say. So keep up the good work, keep doing your thing, and you know, unfortunately, this is one of those times in the world where things don't be what it seems. But I think Obama is doing a great thing. You know, I think he's gonna do the best he can based on what he got. But yes, Africa do need some help. That's the motherland. That's where we all was born. You know. That's where, you know, that's where everything began. You know, and so yes, you know, it would be nice if we can put more energy and support our own country so that we can, you know, reclaim it. And I understand where Tim coming from, and you know, I wish that he can put himself in a position to actually do something about it. Instead of just, you know, huffing and puffing about it. Get a bus or get some money together and go down there and visit Africa. See it with your own eyes, you know. I think that would be a wonderful thing. So I'm going to tune out. God bless. Keep up the good work.
All right, dude. Thanks, Brother Rock.
Yo. No, I just want to say thanks to Brother Gerard for that, man. Yeah, I try to do my research, man. Africa's a very beautiful place. We are being tricked to believe in a lot of other stupid shit, you know what I'm saying? Not to get in touch with our people, man. That's why our riches are really at it. And if you're not understanding that, Africa is the richest continent on this earth. And we believe in that these white people got all the power and all the answers. And as you can see, they shit is falling down in front of their face.
Right.
You know, they shit is falling down. We never thought we would see the day where these people don't know what to do. Right now, they don't know what to do. And that's it. I mean, it has nothing to do with Obama. Like your mom was saying earlier, when Bush pulled that bullshit with 9/11, they was doing that because they trying to get this new world order shit in effect, and they kind of like, you know, lost time, so they trying to speed it up and do everything that they can. As you can see, shit, these people even go as far as killing damn kids. We know ain't no damn boy walk up in there and kill no damn kids. Come on, man. People need to wake up. They said he used an AK-47, but yet they showed us on the news at nighttime they found the AK-47 in his car. So, I mean, somebody need to explain. Did he shoot the kids, go back to his car, put it in there, then go back in and shoot some more kids? Because, I mean, you know.
Yeah, man, I want to talk about that on Wednesday, man, when we get that stuff. Yeah, definitely. You know.
But, yeah, my last 30 seconds real quick, let me just say, man, thanks everybody for coming on, man. I thank you, Sleep, for having this show, you know what I'm saying, opening up a lot of lines so people can hear and have conversations about, you know, real stuff.
All right, man. Well, man, I see you. We back at it Wednesday, man, on your time, man, 7:30 Central Standard Time, man. Case going to be doing his thing on www.westernworld1.com. That's westernworld1.com. Check them out. Matter of fact, man, on that note, man, I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, pay a couple of these little bills real quick, and I'm going to come back with my little closing remarks. All right, let's go.
Do you suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumor, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At DHealthStore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butter, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'atra, DHealthStore.com, or call toll free at 1-888-823-9416. DHealthStore.com.
That's right, man. Y'all go to dhealthstore.com, man. Check that out, man. Man, y'all need something? You know what I'm saying? That's what y'all hit. You know what I'm saying?
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Shut it down, man. I got my last couple of minutes on, man. Well, you know how it is. I guess, man, on that radio frequency identification microchip, man, it's true or false, man. Nobody really knows, man. But, you know, if you really think about it, we all do carry it, though, with us. You know what I'm saying? We have our cell phones. You know, so we have them in our pockets and everything now, man, with everything that what we're doing. You know, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a quick song, man. I'm going to come on back in. Then we're just going to get it in, man. Then I'll shut it down with my remarks on about everybody, you know, saying everything that went on. All right, let's do it.
Just because you were getting jealous, then trust me when I'm gone with the fellas.
words still play like strings from a cello, telling me I'm not enough to love you, need better, but hey, back in the city where we first met.
The web or just on your Android phone not doing nothing, well check it out, look no further, log on to www.westernworld1.com. that's westernworldone.com, and check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. that's westernworldone.com. check them out, log on, let's go, look and see what it is, you're not doing nothing, get online, look at that again, westernworld1.com, let's go, we out,
let's go,
peace.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
All right, man. I just want to just thank everybody for tuning in. WesternWorld1.com. It's WesternWorldone.com. Hey, man. Hey, if it is that that RFID chip out there, man, y'all be careful, man. I just want to thank everybody that was on the show today. I want to thank all the listeners. I want to thank all the internet listeners and everybody. Man, this show is going to be re-recorded. So if y'all want to check it out, go to my page on Facebook. Or go to westernworld1.com and check it out. So I'll holler at y'all. Till then, we out. Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's westernworldone.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's westernworldone.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go.
look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace. Peace.